I'm Julie Nelson. Let's listen to a clip from the conversation earlier today.
Learning to trust this grace is, for most of us, the biggest challenge of our faith. We come to God, we trust Him early in our walk with Him. We have this conversion experience, maybe a conversion moment, which we really say, okay, Lord, I believe You rose from the dead. I believe You can forgive my sins. I believe You bought me. You own me. So that's a powerful moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, living in that grace, that's the challenge that follows, and that is believing that God's grace is great enough to keep us saved. I think this is why the Bible uses two very important analogies. One is the presence of Christ inside the heart of the believer. There are 216 times in my count that the Apostle Paul talks about Christ taking up residence inside the believer. Well, that to me is huge. I think it's kind of like a heart transplant. He takes the old heart out and He puts a brand new heart in. Well, once God comes in, He's not going to let anybody go. Once He moves into somebody, He's not going to let them go.
Mm-hmm.
He's laid hold of us. Mm-hmm. And the second analogy the Bible uses is that of adoption. And that is when somebody gives their life to Jesus, God adopts them into the family. This is a favorite analogy of the Apostle Paul, as we all know. Well, I think the power of adoption is you don't give an orphan back. Once you adopt a child into the family, you make a conscious decision whether or not you want this child in your family or not, and you don't give that child back. We parents don't. People don't do that. How much more can we trust God not to give us back? He's already seen us from start to finish, from birth to hearse. He already knows everything we're going to do. So we can trust if He thinks we're worth adopting and worth living in, then we can trust Him to hang on to us.
You're just joining us. We're talking with Max Lucado about his new book called Grace. And it's a wonderful thing to know. But I'm wondering, as we're going through this walk, if it can't sometimes be used as an excuse or a free pass. I mean, of course God's going to forgive me. Of course He's going to love me anyway. How do you navigate that?
It will. It will be used as a free pass. I've seen it used. I've done it myself. But it won't be used that way at very long. As you live in grace, you mature in your relationship with your Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
Again, let's say that we've been adopted into a family. Let's say that I'm an orphan who's just been plucked out of an orphanage. I'm 10 years old. I get brought into a house. They tell me, okay, in our house, you can have access to the kitchen. We're giving you kitchen privileges because you're one of ours. Well, you know what I might do? I might take advantage of that. I might come in and just eat too much chocolate. I might come in and smear peanut butter everywhere. But you know what? As I mature in that family, I'm going to see, hey, my parents have to pay for this food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all part of the family, and so I've got to help take care of the kitchen. I will mature in my relationship with my parents. That's called maturity.
Mm-hmm.
And we mature in our walk with Jesus, too. This is the risk, though, that God is willing to take. He'll say, neither do I condemn you, He said to the woman caught in the act of adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Neither do I condemn you. Now go and sin no more.
Yeah.
He put her in a place of grace, and He said, now go and live out a grace-filled life. And that's what God wants to do with us. Will people take advantage of it? Absolutely. But will they do it forever? I don't think so. I think we mature in our relationship with Christ, and that grace becomes a teacher that creates a desire for holiness, not a preference for indulgence.